So maybe there's one or two questions. There's a question that that continue. Yeah, go on.
Are you saying that there's another, not to a little atom of the real self, but there is the relative self, the relatively existing self?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's a mental continuum, yes. Yes, there's a mental continuum, yes. There is mental continuum, yes.
That's always existed and always will exist.
That's always existed, the last part, sorry.
That's always existed and always will exist?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Maybe, but right. You mentioned before, just before the first question, you mentioned something.
Yes, the
very first one.
The relative.
The self. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That exists.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Self exists. Yes.
But
yes.
It doesn't exist. But ultimately, it doesn't exist.
Mm, yes. Yeah, yes, ultimately. Ultimately, no, absolutely, that exists, yes. That's right, yeah. The conventionality exists, yes. We can say that, yes. In the main name, it exists, yes. But not absolutely, exists absolutely. Yeah. So, I thought to mention this. It's brought this mental continuum, there's always mental continuum. So I thought to mention this, it may not be, maybe yes, maybe not the question, but I think just to clarify, in case somebody would have this experience. So when you are, stronger devotion, seeing the strong version by maintaining the good version of the lumpy subject, by thinking the quotations, what Vajradhara said, what Buddha said, you see, those are reasonings. So you develop a strong good version, looking at the Buddha from your side, seeing Buddha, by looking then seeing Buddha. So at the same time, then doing, say, intensive practice purification, the prostration by reciting Kathapa Buddha's name, which is extremely powerful, by reciting its name that once, you see, each one is to purify different karma, and it purifies not just one day need karma, not just one need karma get purified, but, say, not just to get purified one in karma. That's great to see. Today's new karma, they purify today's new karma. This life new karma, how many great? Those 10 on virtues, actually, so forth, you see. So, not on that, not on 10 on virtues, but mental new karma, which is not counting that then. And then past life new karma. So, say, many, not just thousands of lifetimes, but many thousands of eons of nidhikam get purified when you recite Tathagata Buddha's name, even each name just once, just one time. It is like a bomb to purify the heavy nidhikamas, yeah, purify the defilements, you see. So, such the easiest way to purify, the karma, the defilements. Also, very powerful purification practice, Vajrasattva. and then another practice of being very powerful purification. Degenerating compassion, strong compassion to even one animal or to one, even one person. Even that strong compassion, so very powerful purification. Purify many evils when they come on, even the karma and the departments. I think I mentioned I mentioned it at the first night I didn't mention it. Asanga, a life story, by generating compassion, then he didn't see the table that during 12 years, but during the retreat, didn't see, but only after he sacrificed his life or something, that when he's a wounded dog, then he said strong compassion, sacrifice. Then he's able to see the table that served him, unimaginable departments, become purified. So even one sentient being teaching strong compassion to a person or even animal like that, even one, so able to issue enlightenment quickly. So then meditating bodhicitta, unbelievable power. During the practice of giving, practice of taking other sentient beings, suffering, other sufferings, and then cause delusion, karma, and the negative imprint, cause of delusions, and all the undesirable conditions, situations you take on yourself, and then take on yourself, and you, the self-cherishing thought, and destroy, which becomes an obstacle, like bodhicitta, cherishing all the sentiments. Cherishing one sentient being, cherishing a number of sentient beings. By cherishing brings, by cherishing them, you see, you achieve all your happiness. With that thought, then, you do so much benefit to others of a service. So that all those are good karma, you collect. Extensive merits, unimaginable merits. So then your wishes this life, but no longer, no long run, all the happiness coming to your lives, you're able to achieve that, then liberation from a whole entire oceans of samsara sufferings and the cause to them. Then you achieve the pure acceptance enlightenment, and then none of that, then you are able to cause, you see, bring all the happiness to others in the meaning. Temporal happiness, you know, ultimate happiness, liberation from some sort of enlightenment. So thought of cherishing others, you bring so much happiness, you see, happiness in this life. So much you see to others. So that's your, because that's your main focus, you know, to obtain happiness for others. Seeking happiness of others. With thought of cherishing others, you are actually seeking happiness, only thought of seeking happiness for others. Seeking happiness only for others, you see. So naturally you bring happiness, so much happiness to others in daily life. Including the family members, so who you visit, all those who are around you, neighbors, hybrids, animal people, whoever, so any being around, so bring so much happiness. Same in the office, wherever you go, east, west, wherever, city or countryside, wherever you go, so much happiness to others. However, then cause others all coming future life happiness and liberation from whole entire suffering causes and the great liberation full enlightenment, see, to all sentient beings. So therefore, so during this meditation, so the enemy, which doesn't allow you to achieve all the happiness for you, to cause all the happiness of the enlightenment to all sentient beings is by your ego's objection thought. So then you see, then take all the suffering of others and cause all the suffering of everything, all the unusual situation, then take it on you, and then you see, start the ego objection thought, you see. So that, and then we give, by generating loving kindness to the all sentient beings, then you give your three-time merits, you know, all the three-time merits, all the past, present, future merits, and all the happiness, all your body possessions, you know, that result of happiness, you know, all the temporal happiness, and all the ultimate happiness, liberation from whole entire suffering, samsara, and the great liberation, full enlightenment. So say, so give everything to every single peace and happiness comes from your merit. So you, the merit and all the happiness, up to enlightenment, everything you give to all, to every, each and every single sentient being. So, however, Buddhist practice, then daily life, not only meditation, but daily life, you see, doing as much as possible that actually doing that, whatever one can, even if it's a little, taking others' difficulties on yourself and let others have happiness, comfort. So whatever you can do that. So the not only visualization, but you actually in the daily life do as much as possible. So taking others' problems on yourself and let others to give your happiness to others, or this, let others to have the happiness, you see. So like that. So anyway, this, and also in the Buddhist, that also unbelievable means to collect extensive merits, you know, good luck, or, you know, so you mean discuss merits. Whenever you generate bodhicitta, total benefit for sentient beings, total saving enlightenment for sentient beings, so with bodhicitta motivation, total saving enlightenment for sentient beings, the total benefiting to the numberless sentient beings, then you chant Om Mani Padme Hum, say, one mala Om Mani Padme Hum, with each mantra you recite, you collect limitless skies of good karma, merits, limitless skies of merits you collect with this one. Send, and whatever practice you do, that's an example. with motivation, bodhicitta, with the motivation of bodhicitta, thought of benefit to all sentient beings, without discrimination, you see, without leaving out even one. with that thought, to free them from all sufferings, to bring them fully, in the full enlightenment, the peace, happiness. So, for that purpose, to achieve enlightenment, oneself to achieve enlightenment, and for that purpose, then, need to collect merit to purify the defilement and karma. However, for that purpose, then, I'm going to offer service to others. Today I'm going to offer service to others. And then, with that motivation, then from when you go from room, when you go from the house to the job, when you go for a job, then generate this motivation. Then you go. So in the heart. Before thinking oneself in your heart, for whom you can work for is you yourself, one person, one living being in you're deducted this, yourself, your own happiness. But now here, numberless other living beings. See, to benefit them, to say, free them from all the sufferings, to bring to enlightenment, to one's up to Jiva. So, the alls and whatever you are going to do, service others. So, so numberless living beings, you keep keeping in your heart. So, now here, in your heart, numberless living beings. To be able to benefit them, the tribe I have to achieve enlightenment, I'm going to service to others. So with this thought, from your house, you know, you go for a job, go to work. So in the heart for others, you see, even though you are making money, even though you receive salary, part of work, but your attitude, you see, to benefit all sentient beings, you see. So with that heart, you go for a job, you see, then every step you are making with that attitude, you see, you collect limited scars of numberless merits. Because you, what purpose of working is for sentient beings? You see, that. And then, with this walking, numberless merits you collect, but numberless, but whom you want to benefit, you see, to receive enlightenment, to service the numberless things. So numberless merits. So when you arrive there, so when you begin the work, also, if you have realization, bodhicitta, then you don't need an effort. It's natural. That's your natural thought, you see, spontaneous rising. So you don't need effort. That's what your heart is, so you don't, like now, you see, our heart, as well as the, just heart is, most of our heart is, you see, me, you know, our heart is me, our heart is, see, when you do activities in daily life, me, see, there's nothing else but, see, it's one living being, and that is on yourself, me, everything for this. So then there's a self-cherishing thought, then I say, then to become cause to achieve enlightenment, or something means, you know, the self-cherishing thought hindered, didn't allow the actual activities, you know, what you do to life, even meditation, even reciting prayer, or the, studying Dharma, so they didn't become cause to achieve enlightenment for something. Then they do that, they self check out, then they say, the attachment rises, seeing, say, the attached to future life samsara, then they can. All the activities do not become cause to achieve liberation even for oneself. See, then due to the self-cherishing thought, you see, the attachment clinging to this life. So that becomes the attitude of, all the activities of everyday life. Then all the activities, even meditating, doing prayer, doing many hours of job, you know, let's say, so many hard works, you know, exhaustions, the worry and exhaustions, all this. So eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, whatever. And then this, you see, did not become, because of moderation and virtue, so the attachment clinging, or the attachment clinging to this life, so the non-virtue, pure non-virtue, then this, all the activities become non-virtue, the karma. Means the result, that means the result is only suffering, and there's no happiness, it's a result. So that, how many hours sleep, how many hours, let's say, wash, eating, drinking, whatever, you know, how much we do it in daily life, all become the karma. So, so the root mistake is because this you know, following these selection protocol. Not having thought benefiting others, you know, the attitude of life, the root seems like that. then due to selection protocol, those are the numbers to the attachment cling, even cling to the slime. So then everything becomes, even during prayers or during meditation or during meditation, even those things do not become dharma. It appeared dharma, but it appeared as a spiritual, but it did not become spiritual, it became dharma. So it appeared spiritual life, but it's not become spiritual in reality, it became dharma. So like that, so there's danger whole life. You know, if one does not examine, doesn't just check the motive. If one doesn't practice mindfulness every day and doesn't examine your motivation, your attitude, then there's danger. Appear to be spiritual life, whole life, but nothing becomes dharma, spiritual, you see. And when it's made, nothing becomes virtue, you know, cause of happiness. So that means then, and virtue, you know, that one is suffering. So also during the work and time to time, one should examine the motivation. whether the motivation is for others in the means, or for oneself, you see. why you are working, you see, in job. So that then again, I can set up, I can transform mind into good hearts, you know, benefit others or change others, you see, Buddhist motivation. So, you know, that, so check time to time, you know, that you see. So then that way, one doesn't waste one's own life. So you correct with thought of benefit others, you know, change others, then you, everything, whatever you do is for others, not the same things. So everything, whatever you do, it becomes, how many hours of what you do, it becomes the cause of enlightenment, the highest success. And that means everything, whatever you do, becomes many hours of joy, whatever, cause of happiness, all the same things like that. So, and also, people for whom, like, a company or department store or supermarket or factory, whatever. There's an organization there. You see, so they need help. They need other. They need employees. They need employees. For their success, for their happiness, they need help. They need other people to work for them. So here also. From your work, and those people that those people from your service, and so for the organization people, those people, you see, they have success, their happiness, so they receive the things what they are looking for, what they desire for, you see, comfort, happiness, whatever. So this is what you're all. So there's an actual thing that you do offer something now. See that you see the needs, happiness, or the needs of this how many people there is, the organization, the, you know, boss of the organization. See, so they get what they need. Whatever it is for the happiness, yeah. like that, also one thing is the customers, the factory or something making chairs or making bed or making whatever, material you're making, producing. Then so all those customers and all those people see, they by buying they so they get what they want, see, the things what they like that they get. And so they get comfort. So they, all the people come to buy, they get comfort, happiness, you see. So see, the mind also can think, not only the organization, not only the boss, the organization, but also you think other people come to buy things, you see. So you're producing things, you know. So giving comfort, happiness, so their needs, you see. And then that's the image that's right away. And the other image is, of course, with this motivation, pure heart, living life, then you collect limitless scars of marriage or numberless marriage all the time. That's one thing. Then from this marriage, then you achieve all your wishes, whatever, benefiting others, or achieving realization, success in this life and in future lives, and happiness. So you're always creating, unconscionable, say, cause of success, happiness. See, you are in the best. You are in the best business. You are in the best business. You know that by your mind become dharma, bodhicitta, you know, best business, because the most merit. So without merit, nothing you can do. How much education you have, the university, you see. There are many people who have degree but don't can't find a job. Many people have degree but you know, studied the economics, you know, they have the business. But when you experiment business, it doesn't work. Things doesn't work. Even though you study well, but in, so that's, if you don't have, you have a merit, if you don't have merit, then say nothing. How much intellectual understanding you have, things doesn't, you don't get success. So the, so normally I tell, in your life, in the life, there are, say, externally how to do, which you receive education from school, college, university, you see, how to do professionally, you learn from that. But that's not sufficient. you need to know how to do professionally, inwardly, so from your mind, how to do it professionally. See, inner profession, you need to do that. So inner profession, that is your mind has become dharma, pure. So your mind has become dharma, virtue. So the attitude of doing all this external profession, the study from university, college, or school, if that is devoid of dharma, if it's not, that it is just dharma, say, if it's not dharma, then so that means you see. If it's not dharma, if it didn't become dharma, then there is attachment to it. attachment, the attitude of the attachment, the clinging to, say, also on this life, the power, reputation, you know, the comfort, comfort zone, this life, just happened in this life. So the yes, nothing else, just to comfort of this life, just to be healthy in long life and power and reputation, you know. So like that. Then, as I mentioned just before, then the attitude of living life, doing the job, the professional job. So the attitude did not become professional. The attitude then became a non-virtue. Just wanted the desire, see, came to the side. which nature is not peaceful, which nature is disturbing to one's own mental quickening. So obscuring one's own mind and disturbing the one's own mental quickening. So it is not virtue. With the external professions, you see, but your mind is not happy. But you see, just a very simple thing, you cannot enjoy your life. You know, there's no inner peace and happiness. But with mind at a stroke, doing the job, so the profession, you see, as a profession, then do not have dharma. The inner profession is missing. So then you see, because the desires, mana, desire, then anger, jealous mind, all those other negative emotions arise because of attachment to that. All these other mental, say, sicknesses or the mental, say, pain or all these arises. So then, however, then you never get satisfaction, you see, no matter how. Oh, that how many billions of dollars one make, able to make, you see, but you never get satisfaction, your mind is never happy, never satisfied, never get satisfied, never happy, so there's no inner happiness, peace. So then so many problems arises, besides there's no inner happiness, you know, peace, and then so many problems arise with that, to the desire, the attitude of life, doing all this. You know, in the job and so forth, eating, walking, sleeping, sitting. So the so just when the desire came to this life, so therefore, so many problems, the relationship problems, and so many other problems. So many worry, fear, then even the sicknesses of the body, you know, physical problems, fundamental problems, physical problems, all the sicknesses, you know, happens, many sicknesses like that. And then one great cause of this very sick, because the attitude is bad, so no dharma, so then these delusions, the desire, then one engages many. And the karma cause of sicknesses. Not only from past life, but this life creates so many cause of sicknesses. Even the externally, there's so much success, good job, and you know the kind of money can say. So, how much wealth one can achieve? One has because there's no inner professions, the healthy mind, you know, dharma. So then, the free mind is free from painful mind, desire, clinging to desire. So healthy mind, that peaceful mind, so this dharma is not there. So many problems arises, you know, the need to stop, then commit suicide. commit suicide. You see, thoughts and then engage in even killing, stealing, all this, all this, then with karma source, what, you know, when I say when you get engaged at that, so continuously leads life in suffering, rather more inner peace and happiness, you see, joy and satisfaction, joy and fulfillment, so that, so, so that is because not having not knowing how to do the job or how to live the life, you see, the profession, the inwardly, see, not being of dharma. So that's the, that's the first one, see, So without that inner profession, this attitude for living life without dharma, the healthy mind free from the painful mind desire clinging to this life, see. So without that, then clinging to this life. So therefore, then all the external activities. Even though the professional done, there's danger though. Then all the activity become nikama. All the activities, even externally professional, that, see, everything becomes nirkama, you know, without dharma, without mind from dharma, see, and the inner professions, so that's the first thing. So if this is there, if this inner profession is there, dharma, you know, the attitude of life, doing job, or so forth, see, then there's so much peace and happiness in life. See? So much satisfaction. You see? you have external success, at the same time you have inner success. So then, now, next one is, of course, even more pure than that, in the inner profession, you see? The more pure mind, you see? Then, so free from attachment, the clinging, even the future samsara, you know, the devahimara, the future samsara, samsara happiness, see, mind free from those desires. So now here, then whatever, so with the previous dharma, with the first dharma, the first profession, the first dharma, inner profession, dharma, then whatever you do, become cause for happiness. Okay? It's an excellent profession, then whatever you do, cause for happiness. Now the second one, even the cause for happiness in future life, okay? Not only you have literally like so much peace and happiness, but whatever you do, become cause for happiness in future lives. With the second inner profession, you see, that more pure, you see, free from desire, seeking the samsara perfection, happiness in future life. Then whatever you do, other profession, job, whatever you do, you know, cause to achieve liberation, cause to achieve ultimate happiness for oneself. So then the third profession, the best inner profession, that's the attitude of life during professional job, so attitude of life during job, so forth. So there is bodhicitta, you see, the thought of benefiting sentient beings. not seeking happiness for myself, but seeking happiness for others. So now that then that's the most healthy one for the best profession, the inwardly doing job or living life, you see. So that, then that, with that, whatever you do, everything becomes cause for enlightenment. As I mentioned before, everything becomes cause for enlightenment, twisted enlightenment, for simple means, and then everything becomes cause for happiness of all the simple means. As I mentioned before, then with that mind, then, all the activities, including job, then, means of collecting limited scars for marriage, same thing, with that heart, having sentiments in the heart, you see, your goal, to bring to free them from suffering, to cause them happiness, see. So having that sentiment in the heart, then for that benefit, then so if you are writing letter, you see, with that attitude, then you see, same when you recite mantra, each Om Mani Padme Hum, you create limited scars, the number of merit. Same here, if you are writing letter, each with each letter, and you create see number of merits, so animus merits for that. So whatever activity one is doing, so that get so many people are so unhappy, and they don't get satisfaction, don't enjoy the life. even if they have good professional job or they make lots of money or the world, but so all that is because not even the inner profession, the dharma, the mind attitude being dharma, so that this I don't mean to talk this way, but it's a concise talk to happen.